about put the number 200 up there? Number 200. I'll sing one verse 200 before we. Indeed, to be here, I appreciate so much this opportunity to be able to. This thing don't work when it's off. It never does. But it is good to be here. Appreciate those who have joined online. We're glad you're with us. Glad that we have a number here. Our number is up. We'll probably, if you counted everybody came in a little bit late, we'd be really, really close to 100 this morning. And we still have room for people to be here in social distance. So if you've not been here and you want to come, we're glad to have you and we've got room for you. But we are glad that you're here, those of you that are present with us. As you well know, this week is Thanksgiving week, and Thanksgiving comes around just about on a Thursday every time, and so we're glad to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving is something we should be thankful for every day, not just once a year. But I did want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning in verse 16, Paul says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing." Okay. It says, "Pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Paul says, give thanks for everything. Last week, as we were returning from our trip, we were coming through this little town over in northeast Alabama, and there was a church building there, and as many of you know, I like to read church signs. And there was a sign that said, "What if you only had today what you gave thanks for yesterday?" And I thought about that. And Diane and I talked about it a little bit, and I thought, you know, that's sort of scary, isn't it? What if you got up this morning and the only thing you had is what you gave thanks for yesterday? Thanksgiving is so important. But what is Thanksgiving? What does that mean to give thanks? What does it mean when we say thank you to somebody? Well, first of all, it is a recognition that we have something because of someone else. When we say thank you, it is because somebody has either given something or done something for us that we would not have otherwise had. It simply means that somebody cared about us or possibly even loved us. And they cared enough to do something about it. And so we say thank you. It might be something that we could not have done for ourselves. You know, a lot of times there are things that we cannot do and somebody else does them for us, and so we say thank you. So Thanksgiving often shows that we regard somebody else as being above us or being greater than us or stronger than us or better than us in some regard, and for whatever reason they are capable of doing something for us that we cannot do ourselves. And so we say thank you for doing that. Thanksgiving also shows appreciation for what that other person has done. It's not just a recognition that they have done it, but it is an appreciation for what they have done or what they have given us. Our Thanksgiving shows that we care about the giver as well as the gift or the thing that has been done for us. But who benefits from Thanksgiving? When you say thank you to someone, when I say thank you or to somebody else, who is it that receives the benefit? Well, actually, everybody does. Anybody that's involved in it receives some benefit from it. Because it helps us to give thanks to other people. When I say thank you to somebody, I receive a blessing for saying thank you, as well as the person whom I have thanked. And the fact is, everybody likes to be appreciated for what they've done. You ever done something for somebody and they didn't say thank you, and you maybe thought or said to someone, well, they didn't even say thank you. They didn't even appreciate what I did. Or maybe you even sarcastically said to that person, you're welcome, when they didn't say thank you. The fact is, we all like to be appreciated for what we have done or what we have said or how we have reacted or acted in some way. But this morning I want us to think about why we should thank God, and secondly, for what should we thank God. And you may think this is a strange verse to go to, but I think it really points out the basis of our thanksgiving, and that's Romans chapter 1, beginning there in verse 18. He says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks. But they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man, of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures." The reason for giving thanks to God is because He is God. In fact, if you go back and you look here, it says, professing to be wise, they became fools. The psalmist says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. In the verses previous to this, Paul says, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks. The fact is that when we honor God as God, we will give thanks to Him for what He has done, because He gives us everything. The Apostle Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. And so everything that we have comes from God. In Matthew chapter 5, there in verses 43 through 45, and I'll not take the time to read that this morning, but there Jesus says that the Father sends the rain on the just and the unjust. When we get up and we see a beautiful sunshine like we saw this morning, and we're able to see a beautiful day, it is because God has given us a beautiful day. If we get up and it's pouring down rain and it's thundering and lightning and the clouds are dark, that's because God has given us that. But whatever the case may be, the fact is He gives us everything that we call nature. And so we look around us and we see the beautiful colors in the fall of the year. We see the flowers bloom in the springtime. We see the grass growing and we mow it, and it grows and we mow it, and it grows and we mow it in the summertime. And then we have to mow it again. The fact is, God gives us all of that. And so we need to be thankful to God for what we have. You know, I've heard people say, heard a man say one time, he said, I don't know why I need to thank God for anything. I did what I did on my own. I'm the one that accomplished what I've accomplished. Yes, that's right. It may be that you did, and it may be that I've accomplished what I have accomplished in my life, whatever that is. But I can tell you this, the only reason I was able to do it, and the only reason anybody else was able to do it, is because God gave us the ability to do it in the first place. And we need to recognize that it is God who gives us our abilities, whether they're big abilities or small abilities. And it doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete. It doesn't matter if you're a successful businessman. It doesn't matter if you're a farmer or a fisherman, whatever the case may be. Or it may be that you are a housewife, or it may be that you're a custodian. It doesn't matter what we are. We are what we are because God gave us the ability to do that. He gives us our physical abilities, and we need to be thankful for them. And yes, sometimes we have problems. I was just thinking as I was getting this lesson, there was a time period of about 7 years that I was put to sleep 23 times. I had about 15 different surgeries during that time. Probably not that many, probably not more than 10. But you know what? There's something to be thankful for in that. Because not only was I put to sleep 23 times, I woke up 23 times. And that's something to be thankful for. And because of the surgeries, I can walk and I can ride my bicycle and I can do other things. There's some things I still can't do now like I used to do, but I mean, I'm getting older, and after you get over 50, those things happen. Well, 60, 70, somewhere in there anyway. Sort of affects your memory when you've been put to sleep 23 times. But you see, we have so much to be thankful for. And we need to give thanks for our physical abilities. Our mental abilities, whatever that is, whether it's big or little, whether it's a whole lot or a little bit. We need to be thankful for what God has given us and that we have the ability to reason and to think. And we accomplish what we accomplish because we have this ability. And so we need to thank God for that. We give God thanks for the opportunities that we have in life to use the abilities that He has given us. You ever thought about thanking God for when you were born? You may be thinking, well, what difference does that make? Well, you could have been born in 1722. And I'm going to tell you something. If you were born in 1722, I don't care where you were born, your life would not have been the same as it is today. You could have been born in 1428. But you see, the fact is, we were born, most of us, in the 1900s and some of us in the 2000s. But we were born in a time that has afforded us so many opportunities and so many blessings that it is hard to even imagine. I can remember when I was a kid, my daddy used to read the funny papers, and there was this funny paper, there was this comic strip called Dick Tracy. Now, Dick Tracy was into science fiction. And I'm going to tell you something. Dick Tracy had this thing that was just beyond imagination. I mean, it would blow your mind. He had this watch that you could actually see and talk to people on it. Some of you have one of those now, don't you? And it's not science fiction anymore. You see, we live in a time when our opportunities that we have and the things that we've been given, the technology, it is beyond belief. Just a few years ago, it was science fiction. Do you thank God for when you were born? And what an easy life most of us have because of all of the technology that we enjoy and all of the luxuries that we can afford. But not only when we were born, but where we were born. You know, you could have been born in 1970, but you could have been born in Iran, and your life would have been different. You could have been born in Zimbabwe, Africa, or you could have been born in Beijing, China, or North Korea. You see, the fact is, God has allowed you to be born in the United States of America, and because of that, you enjoy freedoms and privileges that nobody else in the world can even imagine having. We have so much to be thankful for because of where we were born. But I'm going to go farther than that. I'm thankful that I was born in Limestone County in Alabama. Because we live in an area of the country that is very unique, and it's pretty much limited to just a few spots in the southern United States where there are so many people that believe in God and believe in Jesus Christ and honor Him and seek to serve Him. And we have an abundance of that. And so we have so many things about our local governments and our school systems and everything else that is geared around the Word of God. And it used to be even more than it is now. But do you realize what a blessing that is? And so we need to be thankful for not only when we were born, but where we were born. We need to be thankful for our parents. I was talking with Diane yesterday and about this, and talking about the fact that it is such a blessing to have been born to parents that loved God, and their number one goal in life, as far as I was concerned, was to raise me in a way that I would love the Lord and that I would serve the Lord. And there was no question in their mind or my mind that that was their goal with me. And while it was easier with some of my brothers and sisters to instill some of those principles than it was with me, the fact is they worked hard to do that. And not only that, but they prayed every day that I would be able to find a wife that would be just what I needed. And I don't know if y'all realize this or not, but it takes a special person to be able to live with me. And I think that, what are you nodding your head for, Jacob? My grandson said over there like that. The fact is that I've told Diane several times, I think God just made you special just for me. And we need to be thankful for that. And I'm thankful that I had parents and that she had parents that taught us to love the Lord and wanted us to. And you need to be thankful for the parents that you had. We need to thank God for the opportunities we have to use the abilities that He has given us in our jobs, in our hobbies, in our sports, and whatever else it is that we do. We give Him thanks for our family. And I didn't even put it up here, and by the time I put it on the church site, I realized that I left it off, but we need to thank God for our spouse. And I've already mentioned that. We need to be thankful that we have one that loves us and one that's willing to put up with us and one that won't hit us with a frying pan or a brick. We need to be thankful for our parents and all they've done for us. You don't realize how much your parents do for you until you become a parent. And then you realize, hey, look what Mom and Daddy did all those years for me. And you realize what they've done. And we need to be thankful to our parents. And we need to let them know. And if you don't tell your parents thank you, if they're still living, take the time to tell them thank you for being good parents. They probably wasn't perfect. My mom and dad wasn't perfect. They made mistakes all along the way. But I'm going to tell you what, they were trying to be. And they were doing the best they knew how to do to raise us, so that we would serve the Lord and be what He wanted us to be. We need to thank God for our siblings if we have siblings. And sometimes brothers and sisters can get on our nerves. Sometimes we get annoyed with them. I had four brothers and I had a sister as I was growing up. And I can assure you that there were times that we got on each other's nerves. And a time or two, I ended up with a place like this on my head because of it. But that happens. But still, we look at our siblings and we appreciate what we had. And I can assure you that it didn't matter how much my brother or my sister got on my nerves, our neighbors better not mess with them, because we were going to stand up for each other because we was brothers and sisters. And we need to say thank you for our siblings if we have siblings alive. We need to thank God for our children. What a blessing it is to have children. I thank God every day for mine. What a wonderful blessing He's been in my life so much all through the years. And how thankful I am for that and for grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And it's just hard to even begin to try to quantify what that means to us. But it's a blessing from God, and we need to be thankful to God for our families, all of our families, whoever they are, maybe aunts and uncles or cousins or grandparents or somebody else that's so special to us in our families, and we need to be thankful to God for that. We need to thank God for our friends. Again, Diane and I were talking this morning about our friends over the years and some of the different friends we've had in different places where we have lived and so on. And there's always those special friends, the select one or two or few, that they've been there for you when nobody else was there, sometimes even closer than our own brothers and sisters in the flesh. And sometimes these are the friends that are there for you no matter what. And we need to thank God when we have friends like that. And we thank God for others that maybe not quite as close as those were, but still have been good friends to us through the years. And every one of you are people that I consider as my friends, because every one of you have done things to help me and to encourage me and to keep me going when times got tough. And I appreciate every one of you. And I thank God for you. What a blessing it is to have friends, whether it's just one or two or if it's a whole room full of them. But we need to give God thanks for our spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians 1 and verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." And what a blessing it is to be in Jesus Christ. And so we give Him thanks for His love, for His way of salvation provided to us in Jesus Christ, for His grace shown to us in Jesus, and for the gospel that reveals it to us. We give Him thanks for His protection and His care shown to us in more ways than we can possibly even know. As I look at my life over the years and I look back, there have been times in my life when it looked like everything in the world was crashing in and that just about everything bad that could happen did happen, and I wondered what in the world was going on. And then a door of opportunity opened up because of the things that I had been through. And then a new way was shown to me, and what I found was that through those difficult times and those hardships came blessings that I could not imagine. And so it is, so many times we don't have a clue what God's doing in our lives, but we can know that He is there with us and He is there for us, and He is going to use everything that we have and everything that happens to us for our good, if we'll let Him do that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, Paul says, "No temptation has overtaken you but such as common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it." And we need to be thankful to God that He reigns in Satan and He controls Satan so that things bad don't happen to us beyond our ability to bear. But He gives us not only a way of escape, but gives us the strength to be able to do it. And if we pray for wisdom, He gives us the ability to see the way that we need to follow. And I thank God for that. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, He says, "We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." And no matter how big a mess I've made of my life, God can use it for good. And He can help me become a better person because of it. In Matthew chapter 6, and I'm just going to read a couple of verses here, but you're familiar with the whole context. Jesus said, "For this reason I say to you, do not be anxious for your life as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and the body than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? God will provide every need that we have if we will depend on Him and if we trust Him. Doesn't mean He'll give us every luxury we might wish for, but He will provide our needs if we will put our faith in Him. In Philippians chapter 4 and verses 4 through 7, He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near." And what a blessing it is for us to know that the Lord is always near us. He's always close by. And no matter where I am or what I face, I can go to Him in prayer and know that He's there. And know that He's going to hear my prayer. And then He goes on and says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, with supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." I don't know how you can get a bigger contrast between nothing and everything. And He says, "Be anxious for nothing, in everything, give thanks." And I'm sorry to say that there are those who are supposed to be Christians today that are living in anxiety and fear because of the circumstances, both the virus and other things like that. And I even heard a rumor that some complained about me talking about it so much, but the fact is it is not possible for you to have faith in God and be afraid at the same time. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry, talk to God about it. He's the one that said it. Doesn't mean that we're not to be careful. It doesn't mean that we're not to use good judgment. It doesn't mean that there are some that need to stay home, and I understand that, and I've encouraged some to do that. But there are some who are just living in constant fear, scared to death, something bad's going to happen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If your faith is strong enough, the best thing that can happen to you is that you'll die to go be with the Lord. Amen. And I'm not ready to die today. I'm not saying that. But that's not the worst thing that can happen. And then He says, if we trust God, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We, as Christians, can live in peace because we know that we have a God who cares about us and God who is taking care of us. Praise the Lord for that. We thank God for fellow Christians, our brothers and our sisters in Christ, our fathers and our mothers in Him. You remember Jesus said, let me just back up right here. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, they came to Him and they said, "Your mother and your brothers are outside." And He said, "Who is my father and who is my mother and who is my brothers?" And He said, "My mother and my brothers and my sister are those who do the will of God." And the fact is, we have fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters in Christ that we look up to and that we are so close to. And we need to thank God for that and for the help and the encouragement that we give each other. And what a blessing it is to be in Jesus Christ. We give Him thanks for today. The psalmist said, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." What a blessing to be able to get up today and to come and to worship God as we have been doing here this morning. And we need to give God thanks for eternity. The fact that we are living in hope of eternal life with Him. What a blessing it is to live in hope. Are you thankful? Are you in Christ? This morning, if you're here and you're not in Christ, you can come to Jesus Christ as the Son of God. You can come to Him today. You can have your sins forgiven. Because Jesus is the greatest gift that's ever been given to mankind. And you can accept Him with thanksgiving. If you believe that Jesus really is the Christ, the Son of God, you're willing to confess your faith in Him and turn away from sin in repentance, you can be baptized into Christ and have your sins washed away. And so this morning, if you're here and you're subject to His invitation, we invite you to come as we stand and as we sing.